The situation is, if you have your Sadhguru and you met him, but you don't feel connection because maybe previous life you made some offenses, and that Guru say you are my disciple, and other people say it's you are disciple of this Guru there, but you don't feel connection because maybe you made some offenses.
Yeah, and so now what?
And what to do in this situation if a person take diksha from other guru and feel connection with other guru, with heart connection with other guru, then what is it okay?
How to explain such a thing?
Or he missed this connection with proper Sadhguru and just...
Ну как бы вот отказывается, да, от
настоящего connection of real guru and go to other guru. So like this.
Hare Krishna.
Complicated situation.
Yeah. It's in a relationship, it's complicated.
Like, can we miss this chance to connect with that guru even if it's given in this life?
Okay. The person is saying, one time, Prabhupada, one disciple asked Prabhupada, he said, Prabhupada, there's some people, they come to the Sunday feast every Sunday for the last 500 years. And they know all the sannyasis in ISKCON. They know all the temple presidents. They know everybody. They read all your books. But somehow they never join. They never get initiated. And they never take diksha. Why is that? And Prabhupada said they're being punished by Yamaraj. Because last life they were offenders. So many people have very bad guru karma. Especially Western people. I've been preaching for 36 years living in India, mostly with Indian people. Conversely, Indian people have very good karma for gurus. They have very good karma, they have very strong faith in the guru principle, and they're very faithful to their gurus, and very dedicated to their gurus in their own way. And it's very rare to find Indian people become offensive to gurus or leave their gurus. But Western people, it's like into the door today, out the door tomorrow. The Western people have very bad karma for spiritual life in general. They have good karma for material life. But for spiritual life, they don't have good karma. That's why India is called Dharma Bhumi. And countries outside of India are called Bhoga Bhumi. Lands of enjoyment, Bhoga Bhumi, is called Dharma Bhumi, land of religion. India is called the land of religion. Everyone around the world knows that India is the land of religion. People come here looking for God. It's universally understood. So part of what your question was, someone may have a guru and not have a good relationship, is that, and they're suffering from last life karma. The answer is yes, that's true. So even if they go to another guru, they have the same problem. So the problem is not the guru, the problem is the disciple. So we have 100 gurus in one lifetime and never connect with any guru because they're being punished because they're offensive from last life. So if you're connected with a guru and you're not offensive and you're saralati, you're straightforward, you'll get liberated. That's the power of a guru. I saw in one book, there's a book published recently by Satyarayan Das from G Institute called Pearls of Wisdom, which is a collection of questions and answers, volume one. I guess we'll make many volumes. He was asked about the probability of a disciple getting liberated. He said it's not so difficult. If one is following properly, has the proper guru, And if they behave themselves without making offenses, every disciple will get liberated in this life. He was very positive. It's on Essential Truths audio also. He's very positive about the power of Guru. If one has proper sadhachar, it's called behavior. But we have such crazy minds and such bad karma in this age, it's very difficult for us to avoid being offensive and avoid offending each other, and especially Guru. The common tendency in the modern world is disciples become envious of Guru, and they become critical of Guru, and they find fault with Guru. It's the nature of this age. Of course, Gurus forgive them, but Krishna doesn't. So they may show externally some signs of devotion, but Krishna won't liberate them. They'll have to take another birth. Because they don't have a clear record with Guru. Guru is a personal representative of Krishna. It's not a small-time position. It's a very big position. Just being in that position makes the Guru very powerful. Although he may not be apparently very advanced or very learned, but by being in that position, he has the power of God. He's carrying the power of God. We should know this, because there's really no such thing as a big guru or a small guru. It's called Guru Tattva. This is the correct understanding of our teachings of our Gaudiya Sampradaya. Can you say there's a big sun and a small sun? Big sun is in India, small sun is in Italy. In Italy, you get sunburned, and you come to in India, you get sunburned also. You know, sun is sun. They say Guru is transparent medium to Krishna. That's true. I realized that after a lot of study, and a lot of observation. Well, we've seen in the last 50 years practicing bhakti, trying to practice bhakti. What we've seen is most people are pointing a finger at the guru. The guru is off, the guru is on, the guru is up, the guru is down, the guru is good, the guru is bad. But actually, the finger should be pointed at the shishya. The shishya also has some problems. Kali Yuga. I see the gurus aren't so bad as the people make them out to be. They say old monkey is a wise monkey. So I become old monkey. I hope I had some wisdom. Try to find someone you can love and has. The guru should represent. What should the guru represent? Three qualities of Krishna. What three qualities? I'm asking you. You ask me a question, I'm asking you. Wisdom, love, and compassion. Guru should manifest these three qualities. These three qualities. Wisdom, love, and compassion. So if you want to have a successful relationship with a guru, you should feel the compassion, perceive the wisdom, and feel the love of the guru. And be able to love the guru. If you can't love the guru, you can't love Krishna. That's pretty bold. Please back me up. Sort of all do. I'm in good company because Sadhguru said the same thing. If we both get hit by a thunderbolt, it's okay. I burn up in good company.
Bad English, I wanted to ask once more to be sure.
Ask Russian.
Okay.
Yeah, your translator there. She gets paid on, she does this internet, she'll send you a bill. This guy, she makes her money, she teaches Russian on the internet. English and Russian. Teacher. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe. I'm amazed you're coming to sit here after Shivratri. That shows you really got compassion. I thought if I see her, she's going to throw a mud pie in my face. You
know?
I said storm warning. Okay, that was smart. I'm glad. These guys are getting loud, you know. I said, cool down. I went like this one. You were there. Oh, that's great. I sent Bhavati a message before. I said, be careful. She said, thanks for telling me. And then she called her friends and goes, hey, I'm coming here tonight. She's smart. Okay, save my avarad. You saved my, I didn't make avarad, that's good. It was just a slight inconvenience. Okay, what happened? What's the result here? What's going on? So crazy.